Adam Gilchrist has your worldview.
Cape Talk. Cape
Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are you this morning?
Hi, morning, Riffleway. Same old, same old, isn't it? I mean, the Happy New Year felt like the last New Year, but all in all, I'm okay.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it. I hope lockdown is treating you okay. Let's kick off talking about in LA. They've got a coronavirus crisis. Why is that?
Yeah, we've had a few knockbacks, really, with this whole wretched virus just of late. Huge complaints in France and the Netherlands over their vaccination program. Britain going through the 60,000 cases of coronavirus a day for the first time, 60,000 in one day. The WHO denied entry to China, for goodness sake, to try and investigate the origins of this wretched thing. And then, as you say, LA, where they are about to do what they did in New York 9 months ago, which is that ambulance workers have been told, don't take coronavirus patients to hospital if they have a low chance of survival. So the triage up front for paramedics arriving on the scene with desperately ill people, short of oxygen, whatever, have been told, you know, make the judgment as to whether or not you think it's worth it. And, oh boy, given that, therefore, Los Angeles specifically, this is just the Los Angeles area, or as they put it, LA County, is hitting close to 1,000 COVID-related deaths a day, 1,000 a day. The hospitals are very close to being 100% capacity. Hospital beds are just running out. And so officials are making that horrible, horrible call. But more to the point, if you were the paramedic making that call right up front, kind of goes against the grain, doesn't it? The idea that you'll say, no, we won't take this one because it looks like he's too far gone. Oh, boy.
Oof, that's a painful one. And then we were talking about this earlier, Nicola Sturgeon, or at least Scotland's no to Donald Trump.
We are, of course, putting two and two together here and then putting another two and two together. But still, as reported in the Post newspaper in Scotland, forgive me if I'm going over some of the stuff you already said, but the Post newspaper reported that Glasgow's Prestwick Airport has been told to draw up some plans for the arrival of a U.S. military aircraft on the 19th of January. Now, nobody knows who'd be on board that, but more often than not, these have been VIP visits. And even though the 19th of January is, of course, the day before. Inauguration,
yes.
Given that Donald Trump has made all sorts of noises about not conceding and still doing that, the two and two that people are putting together, and it was presented to Scotland's First Minister, is that maybe Donald Trump, therefore, will pitch up in Scotland, go off to his Turnberry golf course, which he now owns, which is a terrible shame. It's even called Trump's Turnberry, which is just horrible. But he will pitch up there and play a round of golf rather than actually walk out of the White House and do the decent thing with the handover of power and the transfer to Joe Biden.
Right.
Except Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, when asked this, said, well, actually, it's essential purpose for travel only, so it means she does not think that somebody going to Scotland to play a round of golf would be essential purpose. So putting two and two and two and two together, there's this fabulous idea that if Donald Trump were to pitch up at Prestwick Airport and attempt to go and play golf at Turnberry the day before the handover of power, he could actually get arrested and deported from Scotland.
Oh, that's hilarious. I like that. That would be interesting. And then the Lions rugby tour, what might change here?
Yeah, it's a big deal, this, really, isn't it? I mean, not just for rugby lovers, but for economies and other things, because the Lions, the British and Irish Lions rugby tour of South Africa is meant to take place, I think it begins at the end of June through July, but in your winter months, our summer months. And, of course, at this stage where we are with a pandemic, can that possibly happen with fans? Mm. And I believe both the South African Rugby Union and the Lions Board have said that they don't think it will be worth it if there can't be travelling fans.
Yeah.
30,000 travelling fans who are paying something like, I was looking at some packages yesterday, £6,000 or £7,000 a time, plus spending money. So we're talking 3.5 billion rands worth of economic input. I mean, obviously airlines and hotels and other things, but also locally. 3.5 billion. So if they can't do that, the thought is maybe the Springboks would come here instead if the vaccination program's gone ahead in the UK and fans can turn up. But here's the thing, is that both the South African Rugby Union and the Lions, unfortunately, take a back foot to where England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland are. Their own rugby unions are saying, whatever happens, we won't let you postpone it because we've all got our own tours next year.
Right.
So there's a lot of haggling to be done behind closed doors.
Might be interesting for us to follow that story up. Thank you so much for that, Adam. Stay warm and indoors. Catch up with you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist there with your worldview. Here's your traffic with Sean.